Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a full-service podcast studio.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had. So now I'd like to turn our attention to today's guest, a visionary entrepreneur, a hospitality innovator, and a best-selling author with a sprinkle and a dash of Idaho tossed in. Dan Berger is the mastermind behind the Assemble Hospitality Group, where the mission is to help teams bond somewhere better than a conference room. He's also the author of The Quest, a guide to finding belonging, because let's face it, Wi-Fi isn't the only thing that we're all searching for. So welcome to the show, Dan. It's a pleasure to have you. Why don't you tell us what you're up to these days?
What am I up to these days? The answer is it depends on the day. But right now I'm up to raising a seven-month-old. I'm an older dad. I'm 43. And my wife and I have gone through an exceptionally trying time to have kids. We got married later in life. She's 42. I'm 43, like I said. And we got married 2 years ago. And she's been on 12 fertility treatment cycles. So we have an IVF miracle baby. I'm enjoying that very much and all the trials and tribulations of that. And being an adopted, you know, it's even more of a joy for me to raise my own, have my own family and see my own blood in my home. So that's what I'm spending my time on. But I know your question was probably focused on more professionally.
Sure. Well, no, but this is great because I think more people should focus on their babies when they're born. You know, you can take a break from work, but if you take a break from your kid's life, you don't get that back.
That's interesting you say that because I do think that I know so many people who are my age who now look back and wish they'd spend more time with their kids. And part of the gift of entrepreneurship is to be able to pave your own road later on in life, even if you just have a small nest egg, like to buy a house. Or put a down payment on a house. It just happened working out this way. I didn't really mean to, but having had success in my 30s has allowed me to lean in to all the things that I really was missing, spirituality, family. I never owned a home, you know, before I turned 40. So it just allowed me to do all these things that are quote unquote normal. And a lot of people do while they juggle other things. And now that I've focused on professional life, I can focus on personal life a little more. So there is a benefit to starting a business early and starting a family a little later, in my opinion. And I'm very grateful.
I think you bring up a super good point. People may look like they have their act totally together, and nobody actually does. You know what? And everybody's got challenges and trials and tribulations, and we all just have to power through it as humans. But I think we also need to give each other a little bit of a break because you don't know what someone's going through at any given time. But as an entrepreneur, you can challenge yourself and kind of try to overcome that, I think. And you can also take a break if you really need it. It's harder to do when you're in corporate.
Dan, if you've made $100 million or some chunk of that, whatever it is, it's in the millions. How do you still find the motivation to keep going? What is the source of that drive?
You know, there's a Blind Melon song, "Keep on dreaming, boy, because when you stop dreaming, it's time to die." And for me, in my Jewish faith, you know, we believe that the neshama, the soul, is going to be here when you die. And your job as the person who carries that soul is to make it better. Work is an act of self-expression. And I couldn't agree more. You know, I have a commercial cleaning business in town. We'll do $1.2 million in revenue this year. And that's giving opportunities to people who don't speak English, to people who just are trying to get by. I'm thinking about starting small businesses that will help one or two people here and there. And I just love what comes out of creating a business. I'm always doing that.
I wanted to ask Dan about Assemble Hospitality Group. I think it's a very cool idea. And I know there's a lot of beautiful places in Idaho where you can do this because I've been there. But what gave you the idea to start? And can you explain what it is for the listeners, please?
Absolutely. When I was at my last company, Social Tables, first for the listeners, basically our software was event design software. So basically figuring out where the tables go, where the chairs go. And we had 6,000 customers all over the country. So if you've had a wedding or a bar mitzvah or a quinceañera, our software is probably used to plan it on the hotel side. Our software was used for about 1.5 million events per year in the United States. And I love the magic that happens when people get together, whether it's the kind of bumping into somebody at a conference, or whether it's a all-day meeting with your executive team to figure something out, or it's sitting down with a couple of business partners and jamming out a marketing strategy. My joke is that events and meetings are the second oldest form of human interaction. I'll let that settle in.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So the magic happens when people are in small rooms, small groups in small rooms. You're not going to decide to cure cancer in an all hands meeting with your, in your big meeting. You're going to do it in a small room with your executive team. And I realized the most joy I had when I worked with my team was putting together that strategy, that go to market strategy, that the big vision, the 5-year goals, whatever. We had a thing we called Vivid Vision. Cameron Harold writes about this, about just writing. Anybody listening can do this. Write down a narrative of what the business looks like in 5 years, as if you're in that present day. And love it. I love to do that stuff. So I thought, well, how do I create magical spaces that actually do this? And there's a formula. It's not just, oh, let's build a retreat center in the middle of the woods. We have a very specific formula because there's a very specific need. The need is places for teams to come together, especially in a hybrid work environment. The need is for people to come together, especially as AI rules our life and we want interaction beyond the screen. And the need is for more belonging on teams because we feel more distant. Our lives are more busy. So the criteria is basically urban kind of emerging cities. So Boise is the first place, looking at Bozeman, Santa Fe, Santa Barbara, other emerging cities that have something special to offer. Only no more than 12 sleeping rooms and close to the airport. And I call them micro resorts for that reason. So it's a micro resort with some meeting space, some meeting from sleeping rooms, and a place for teams to really jam out and just do the fun stuff.
That's great. We have more time with Dan coming up. So you are listening to Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart. And don't forget to experience other episodes of Passage to Profit by subscribing to the iHeart app, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Just look for the Passage to Profit show on any of these platforms. We'll be back right after this.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-980-1761. 800-980-1761. 800-980-1761. That's 800-980-1761.
Are you running a small business with two or more employees struggling to find affordable health insurance? Well, help is just a call away. Whether you're a restaurant owner, retail store manager, or a gig worker with staff, we've got you covered. Get quality health insurance plans starting as low as $120 a month. Our custom comparison tool finds plans tailored specifically to your business. We know it can be tough to find the right coverage. That's why we're here, to make the process seamless and stress-free. Our plans include health, vision, and dental coverage, all at unbeatable rates. Call the Small Business Health Insurance Hotline now. We'll compare top providers to get you the best deal in one quick phone call. Don't wait. Secure the benefits you and your employees deserve today. Call now. Rates may vary based on location and coverage options. 802-491-2084. 802-491-2084. 802-491-2084. That's 802-491-2084.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And our special guest, Dan Berger. And boy, is this guy amazing. He's built
and
sold.
We're going kind of deep today, aren't we?
And we are going a little deep today, which is really cool because entrepreneurs don't always get that chance. That's, I think, why they have all these co-working spaces and stuff, so people get a little more human interaction. We've been going very human today, but now we're going to shift gears a little because Dan has some great ideas on how you can start a business without a lot of capital. Dan, take it away.
So during COVID, I sold my last business in 2018, stayed on for a year to integrate it till 2019. COVID, and I was ended 19. So COVID started happening and I was like, well, I can't do what I plan to do post exit. Why don't I just take a road trip with a couple of buddies? And we got in the car, and what was supposed to be a 2-week trip to Florida ended up being a 4-month road trip across the US, covered 15,000 miles and slept in 18 different cities. And I got to Idaho and fell in love with it. But I was like, well, what do I do now? Because I was like, I kind of want to stay here. And I joined the local Chamber of Commerce. And I added my name. It was like $1,000 a year or something. So I added my name to the directory. And I was the only person who was like an individual. And it said investor. And at the time, I wasn't really investing. So one day I get a call about a month after I joined. And this guy on the other end, hello, Dan, my name Nicola, looking for business. I said, all right, let me talk to this guy. I got nothing new. I just got here. We met for a cup of coffee and he told me that he wants an investor for his cleaning business. And then I started digging a little deeper and I realized this guy was being taken advantage of by his employer. His employer was trying to get him to buy his business by raising capital. So I said, dude, why don't we just sign a non-compete with the current customers you have, which is like a dozen, and let me give you a little bit of money and you can start a cleaning business and we'll be partners. We came to terms, and the point I'm making is what I did, and I didn't realize this, is I was running basically a search fund. And a search fund is a way to get paid by a searcher, someone like me, I'm the searcher, and I pay somebody for about a year's worth of salary, and they go find a business they want to acquire and operate. It's a very good way of becoming an owner-operator without actually establishing the business. And that's exactly what happened. So that might be a really good idea.
So then who owns the business, Dan?
Great question. So then this is all negotiable, right? It started out by being 90-10. I was 90, he was 10. And then we set some parameters in the terms that as the business grew in revenue, I should have, by the way, done an according to profits because by revenue, he was just growing really fast, started burning a lot of cash. But we did it. Once you get to $1 million in revenue, we get to 50-50 after you pay me back my loan. Doesn't matter, some renegotiation, that loan became equity, it doesn't matter. Bottom line is, the business is doing great now, and he's a great operator.
So you each own half of it?
Yeah, we each own half of it now, that's right.
So what did you see in him that made you want to go into business with him?
Well, I have a soft spot for immigrants, because I'm an immigrant, so I know that the immigrant work, Mark Cuban says immigrants get the job done, and I couldn't agree more. And at the end of the day, we're all immigrants. We're a nation of immigrants, whether it's first generation or fifth generation. So immigrants get the job done. So number one, I was emotionally connected to him, but I don't have to, just a plus in my opinion. His work ethic was second to none. Okay, Richard, this guy came here to play basketball, didn't speak a word of English, from Serbia. And then nights and weekends, he was cleaning toilets to pay for his kids' baby food. And I said, this is the guy I wanna work. It's just the work ethic. It's just, to me, there are two things successful entrepreneurs have, and that's coachability and work ethic. Anything else is cherry on the top. Work ethic, because people who work harder are more likely to succeed, full stop. I mean, even if they fail most of the time because they're working harder, they're likely more successful. They're likely to succeed the 10th try. The second is coachability. I don't have the space, the patience, or the resources to work with anybody that's not coachable. Because if you're not coachable, then it's just going to take longer to get you. I can get you to water, but you're not going to drink. And that's a waste of everybody's time.
So you, by coachable, you mean somebody who's going to take your advice?
Yes, and take my advice, commit, to professional growth, listen to podcasts like this, read books, read articles, subscribe to newsletters, seek out mentorship, ask for advice from people. Play dumb. Just play dumb. Ask questions. You don't know everything when you're starting, and just doing, even when you're thinking about a business, doing customer development, the idea of going to potential customers, talking to them. I'm thinking about this, thinking about that. And nowadays, with AI, all these AI tools, we can build a platform like that very quickly. You don't need to know coding. You can create test products in a second. You can literally do what's called vibe coding, which is just talking to an AI and it codes for you. And you can come up with an MVP, a minimum viable product, get feedback on it, and just see what happens. So the experimentation is my second piece of advice for the folks listening. I think you don't have to quit your job and raise millions of dollars. You can build something right now. It can even start as a newsletter. you know, maybe you're a truck driver and you have some observations about gas prices because you're all over the country. Start a newsletter about gas prices. Mm-hmm. It's just the smallest things that can really become big things. And it's just about tiny experiments to constantly try.
So on the coachable piece, do you think it's possible to push somebody beyond their comfort zone so that they learn new skills? Or do they have to be pretty much self-motivated to do that?
It's a very good question. I think it's related to is leadership, you know, taught or born, you're born with it or teach it. Look, I think, unfortunately, a lot of people skate by. That's just the 80-20 rule, and that's okay. You know, there's people who prioritize. Idaho, for example, wonderful state, but it's a work to live state, not a live to work state. You know, people come here and they want to enjoy a lifestyle, and a lot of entrepreneurs here, but they're sole proprietors because they want to do their own thing. That's totally fine. I think you have to first understand yourself. That's self-awareness. Because if you don't want to grow, that's totally cool. Just don't pretend like you do. Understand what your priorities are. And I believe that people with, you know, priorities to grow have to be coachable at that point, because you can't just grow on your own unless you're a savant. But coachability only comes with, in my opinion, people who really have bigger dreams than being just like a sole proprietor or, you know, very, very small business. And there was a time, you know, especially during COVID, when this idea of hustle porn, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk was accused of proliferating hustle porn, which is like, work your butt off, like, don't sleep. And like, the reality is, he's kind of right. You know, you do need to make sacrifices and sleep less and all that stuff if you want to, you know, go above the fray. I mean, how else are you going to differentiate? If everybody's working, you know, 9 to 5, and everybody's putting in, you know, let's just say a 7 out of 10 work effort, everybody's going to be in the same place. You got to have an advantage.
You have to do the pieces of the business that you really don't like doing that much. You know, you have to clean the toilets. You know, I mean,
right. It's really easy, you know, to be like, oh, you know, landscaping. I want to do landscaping. Everybody's doing landscaping. Everybody's got a yard. Why don't I do landscaping? That's the red ocean. All the sharks are biting each other's heads and tails off. I advise to pick the most niche type of business. If you want to be an arborist, go become a specialized pine arborist. The most specialized thing, because that really defines your target market. And the easier it is to find your target customers, the easier it is to be successful. Because I'd rather have a list of 100 qualified customers than a list of 1,000 potentially qualified customers.
So absolutely.
I really like very niche service businesses, and everybody listening has got a skill. Like, for example, I love saltwater fish. I have a couple of aquariums in my house. You know how many aquarists there are in Boise, Idaho? There's like 12. So I could start a very like high end, you know. So my point, it's probably a bad example. Let me give another one. I love home automation. So I'm actually right now thinking about franchising home automation. There's a new franchising company, and that's my specialty. And I like it because it's mobile. We go to you. Very low startup costs, so $125,000 compared to other franchisees. And it's something I'm really interested. So it's that Venn diagram. You know, it's the three circles. What do I know and love? Where is there an opportunity in the market? And where can I fit in with my financial needs?
And don't forget, too, Dan is the author of a book, The Quest, The Definitive Guide to Finding Belonging. You can enjoy more of Dan's wisdom there. Where can people find you?
They can find me on social at Dan Berger, DanBerger. It's probably the best place. And then danjberger.com, DanJ, like in Joseph, Berger, BERGER.com.
It's really been a pleasure to have you on the show.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.